Welcome to World Ocean Radio. I'm Peter Neal, director of the World Ocean Observatory. If observation and science are the first foundation pieces for a future ocean plan, then policy is the second. Policy is defined as a deliberate system of guidelines to inform decisions and achieve rational outcome. Policy is a statement of intent. Policy can take many forms. It can be a codified outline of decisions made. It can be an articulated plan for action. It can be a set of laws, regulations, and administrative procedures. It can be a function of ethics, accepted principles, consensus, incentives, and other practices that are a context for the transformation of ideas into actions. Science and observation justify policy, argue against its denial, and provide authority and context for its implementation. Ocean policy exists in many forms as promoted by national and local governments, public agencies and private lobbies, political and social pressure, and individual theorists, all part of a dynamic, regardless of outcome, that drives and shapes civil society and its future. Good policy is often a reaction to the results of bad policy. Bad policy is often a motivation for good. Policy represents the identification of need and best practices, integrates change into law, and otherwise presents an agreed-upon strategy and plan for action that is acceptable to most until it isn't and is challenged by the reality of its consequence. There's no dearth of ocean policy. The United Nations presides over international issues with various sub-organizations to include ISA, the International Seabed Authority, IMO, the International Maritime Organization, FAO, the Food and Agricultural Organization, IOC, the Intergovernmental Oceanographic Commission, and UNESCO, the UN Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization. The UN has also proposed the Sustainable Development Goals, number 14, life below the water, the only one that interrelates directly to all the rest. There are other UN initiatives, just as there are equivalent specialized agencies in regional alliances, such as the European Union, or the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, or the Alliance of Small Island States, that combine local interests defined by a shared geography to create and implement policy related to their specific circumstance. And then there is a further breakout of policy as directly applied to a nation state, sometimes created as unique objective, sometimes affirmed by adherence to a treaty, an affirmation of approval and engagement, such as the UN Convention on the Law of the Sea, ratified by 157 nations. That this treaty is not ratified by the United States is a definitive statement of policy. Another highly relevant example is the Paris Climate Accords, the International Treaty on Climate Change that speaks directly to the relation of the ocean to changing climate conditions every day more evident, undeniable, and destructive. The U.S. has ratified this one, and recent policies and proposals have attempted to expand and finance outcomes through legislation, targeted incentives, and measurable results. Policy in action. Policy can also be advanced by funding through such agencies as the UN Development Program, the Global Environment Facility, and the World Bank. By funding innovation based on policy values and structures, behavioral change can be demonstrated, creating an internal example and voice for new or changed policy within the country granted. And finally, there has emerged an investment context, ESGs, new environmental, social, and governance standards for private investment and social criteria, measures of a company's environmental, social, and political conduct designed to inform a new generation of socially conscious investors by evaluation of corporate behavior, its relationship with employees, suppliers, customers, and the communities in which it operates, as well as reviews of leadership, executive pay, accounting, audits, equity and diversity, and shareholder rights, each a demonstration of policy newly examined. As with science, policy is an existing, powerful tool for rescue. R for renewal, E for environment, S for society, C for collaboration, U for understanding, and E for engagement. We will discuss these issues and more in future editions of World Ocean Radio.
World Ocean Radio is distributed by the Public Radio Exchange and the Pacifica Network for use by college and community radio stations worldwide. Find us wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts and at worldoceanobservatory.org.